Discover the strengths of introversion. In her best-selling book, former Wall Street lawyer Susan Cain uncovers the hidden strengths of introverts. With clear insights and relatable examples, Cain reveals how introversion can be an overlooked asset in various aspects of life, including understanding oneself and interacting with others. Her 2012 TED Talk on the subject, one of the most popular ever, underscores the widespread appeal of her message. Cain's work has the power to reshape perceptions and inspire readers to appreciate their introverted traits with newfound confidence. In her discussion, Susan Cain highlights the challenges faced by reserved individuals, particularly in Western cultures where extroversion is highly valued. She emphasizes the importance of leaders recognizing and leveraging the strengths of all employees, without pressuring them to conform to extroverted norms. By doing so, leaders can ensure each individual's unique qualities are valued and utilized effectively within the team. Find your balance. Cain doesn't vibe with extroverts much because they disrupt her peace, but she still cares about them, along with introverts like herself. Whether you lean towards chatting up a storm or keeping to yourself, Cain wants you to make the most of what you've got. It's all about finding that sweet spot where you feel just right. If you're more of an introvert, don't overload on social stuff. If you're all about the social scene, make sure you're getting enough of it. It's all about finding that happy medium where you feel good and can shine your brightest. Discovering your natural rhythm involves recognizing when you're either over or understimulated. Imagine struggling through a book, the words blurring on the page. Calling up your lively friend for brunch breathes life into your day, but while you're reveling in the chatter and energy, your friend's craving more, dragging you to a bustling block party where you feel overwhelmed. That's when the craving for solitude hits hard, sending you racing back to your book for balance. It's all about understanding what fuels your energy and accepting it, whether you're the life of the party or the quiet bookworm. Trusting your instincts and honoring your needs is the key to finding your equilibrium. Protect your vulnerabilities and understand your weaknesses. Whether you're an introvert or extrovert, Susan Cain offers practical advice. Acknowledge and safeguard your vulnerabilities while recognizing your limitations. Cain, an introvert herself, subtly reveals her own journey of adopting behavior she initially thought impossible, promoting her book after the solitude of writing it. Extroverted readers might find this unremarkable, but introverts can draw inspiration from her experience. Myth debunked, extroverts always win. Many think extroverts do well because they love excitement and socializing. Susan Cain challenges this myth, pointing out that extroverts often seek external validation and popularity. Meanwhile, introverts may be left in the shadows, reading alone in their dorm rooms. Cain emphasizes that you can succeed by adapting to your circumstances. If your introversion holds you back from public speaking, for example, you can develop those skills over time. Take her TED Talk as an example. She transformed from an introvert into a celebrated public speaker, even finding enjoyment in it. The key is to follow your passion and keep pushing your boundaries. The shift towards extroversion in America. In her book, Susan Cain looks at extroverts with a mix of curiosity, envy, and disappointment. She acknowledges that the United States appears to be a hub for extroverted behavior. So, why do Americans tend to be so outspoken? One reason might be the massive movement of people from rural areas to cities during the late 19th and early 20th centuries. In the past, qualities like being independent, and speaking few words but having strong character were highly regarded in America. Think of those silent, rugged heroes in old Western movies, portrayed by actors like Henry Fonda or Jimmy Stewart. However, these traits no longer hold as much social value today. In our modern world, teachers, peers, and parents encourage kids to be outgoing, vocal, and social. This shift towards extroversion in American culture is worth considering, as it affects how we perceive and interact with one another. The hidden value of introverts in society. Introverts make up 1/3 to 1/2 of the U.S. population and often struggle to fit in by acting like extroverts, which hinders their contributions at work and in society. The Western world values extroversion so highly that introversion is seen as a flaw, leading introverts to hide their true selves to succeed. Leaders are often chosen for their loud and bold personalities instead of their thoughtfulness and caution. Susan Cain argues that this preference for extroverts contributed to the 2008 financial crisis, as years of risky behavior by bold extroverts on Wall Street led to the disaster, and afterward, they refused to take responsibility. Susan Cain highlights famous introverts who have made significant contributions in various fields, demonstrating that quiet and reserved individuals can have a huge impact. She cites Abraham Lincoln, Bill Gates, Eleanor Roosevelt, Barbara Streisand, Gandhi, and Dr. Seuss as examples, showing that even extroverts can appreciate the positive changes introverts bring to the world. Thoughtful and friendly. In her book, Susan Cain presents her ideas with a friendly and witty style. She expresses her views gracefully and reinforces them effectively. While she clearly has a preference for introverts, her descriptions of extroverts are somewhat regretful and often amusing. Cain makes an effort to find value in extroverts, but Cain's legal background is evident in her well-structured arguments and the precise examples she provides. Her thought-provoking book will engage teachers, parents, HR professionals, recruiters, managers, executives, and anyone interested in self-discovery, even if it challenges their comfort zones. Additionally, it helps introverts recognize their often overlooked moral, intellectual, and social strengths. Key points. 1. Acknowledge and understand your nature as an introvert or extrovert. 2. Select environments and activities that align with your natural tendencies for optimal well-being. 3. Safeguard your vulnerabilities while addressing your limitations. 4. Challenge the myth that extroverts always excel, recognizing the value of introverted qualities. 5. Reflect on the historical and cultural factors that have contributed to the extroverted ideal in American society. 6. Appreciate the significant contributions of introverts in various fields. 7. Advocate for a balanced and inclusive society that values both introverted and extroverted qualities.